Welcome back. In 1932, the Australian Army faced an enemy unlike any they had ever encountered before. Thousands upon thousands of emus. Taking them on would lead to humiliating defeat for that army. James Keating found out more about the Australian Emu War.
In Australia, there are two animals on the national crest. The familiar kangaroo and the emu, a large flightless bird, similar to an ostrich. The emu may not be quite as recognisable as the kangaroo, but it does hold a special place in Australian history. After World War I, some Australian veterans were given farms as a reward for their participation. The novice farmers didn't know much about their new line of work. Because of this, the Australian government advised them on which crops to grow. Wheat proved to be the most valuable in the 1920s, until the market crashed in 1929. The price of wheat fell, and the farmers began to struggle. Another problem soon raised its feathered head. In 1932, migratory emus wandered onto the land, cultivated with wheat and water for livestock. Fences had blocked their path before, but repairs weren't a priority in this failing economy. 20,000 emus invaded the land, fields, and gardens of the farm-owning veterans in Western Australia. They ravaged the fields and trampled any crops they didn't eat. The former soldiers became desperate. They needed a quick, simple solution to the emu problem. The farmers sent a delegation to Perth, not to the Minister of Agriculture, but to George Pearce, Minister of Defence. The former soldiers knew firsthand the effectiveness of machine guns in war. They wanted permission to use them to shoot the marauding emus. The defence minister didn't allow the farmers to use the guns themselves. Instead, he sent a battalion of the Royal Australian Artillery in early November. They were led by Major G.P.W. Meredith and brought two Lewis machine guns with 10,000 rounds of ammunition. Orders were given to return with 100 emu skins whose feathers would be used for the hats of army horsemen. A movie-toned cinematographer went with the troops to record highlights of the machine guns in action. The minister's grand plan was to show off the guns by letting troops use emus as target practice. The emus would prove a particularly challenging target. At the first attack, the machine gun fired from 1,000 yards away. A handful of emus were hit, the rest scattered in different directions. The soldiers tried again, unsuccessfully, to fire into emu mobs. The major devised a new tactic. He had his men set up an ambush for the birds as they went for water at a dam. Almost 1,000 emus arrived in front of a hidden gun. It opened fire into the crowd of birds and 12 emus fell in quick succession. Then the gun jammed. The avian enemy fled. The major drew up another plan. He said that the emus could take a bullet and continue running at 30 miles an hour. The troops would have to match their speed. A machine gun was strapped to the back of a truck, and they chased down a mob of emus. The gunner could barely hold on, let alone use the gun. The emus fled as the truck gave chase. It bounced and jolted over rough terrain, gunner unable to take aim as he hung on. Finally, the truck smashed through a fence. And the chase ended abruptly. Not a single shot was fired. The final tally by mid-December was just under 1,000 emus killed and 10,000 bullets fired. This left 19,000 emus still running wild in the wheat fields. The failure to get rid of the emus was an embarrassment for the government. In Parliament, they asked who ordered the farce of hunting emus with machine guns, and more importantly, who would foot the bill. One politician jokingly suggested the soldiers who faced the emus receive medals. The response from another, the emus should get the medals. They've won every round so far. They won many more. Farmers kept asking for the army to return for decades after what became known as the Great Emu War.
That's James Keating there on the Great Emu War. That's what happens when you face an enemy whose instinct is very sensibly to run away. You'll find more details on our website, along with a very attractive selection of pictures of these unusual creatures on rte.ie/radio1/historyshow.